Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Well, it's a big temperature turnaround this week. After a very cold week last week, it'll be quite the opposite this week. We ought to be in the mid-60s for highs. We'll be well above that each day, with the exception of today. We'll be near that average high today, which is, of course, a lot milder than it's been. In fact, we're coming off a week that saw 5 days in a row fall short of 50 degrees in Jacksonville, Monday through Friday of last week. That's the coldest we've seen, that kind of stretch anyway, since 2010, when in January we had 4 days in a row below 50 degrees for the high temperature. The most ever is 7 in Jacksonville, so a pretty remarkable stretch of very chilly temperatures. Actually, the most ever is 8 straight days, back in January of 1887. So this was the second longest stretch with below 50 degree temperatures the past week, Monday through Friday, at 5 days. And of course, we had a number of nights in a row at or below freezing, but that's come to an end as well, with temperatures staying well above freezing this morning. We'll reach the mid-60s this afternoon. Now, with a wind off the Atlantic, could see an isolated shower or two closer to the coast. And one thing to be concerned about now, with all this cold of the last week and a half or so, the water temperatures have dipped into the upper 40s to low 50s, and now that we're going to see some really warm air move up across the area, that's a perfect setup for what we call sea fog. It's the difference between the air temperature and the water temperature. It condenses to form fog, and a lot of times this can hang around for a good part of the day, especially closer to the beaches, although some wind will help mix that up a little bit, of a tendency to calm down at night. So we'll be watching for areas of fog at night, especially closer to the coast in the evening hours, than just about anywhere overnight, and that'll be true over the next several nights. Otherwise, those much warmer temperatures will continue. We'll be 70 plus each day of the rest of the week after today. So mid-60s today, lower 70s tomorrow, and at least the mid-70s for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. What a big change. Some 30 to 40 degrees warmer than what we experienced last week in most cases. There will be a little disturbance moving by to the south of the area tomorrow, kicking off a few showers and maybe even a rumble of thunder. Does not, however, look to be real widespread rainfall. Really, the next best chance for the most widespread and significant rain appears to be late Friday, and that'll be with a cold front. So that'll be our last real mild day. Then we get some rain, and then it will turn colder coming up for the upcoming weekend. Speaking of which, of course, the Jags now travel to Pittsburgh for the next playoff game. That's on Sunday in Pittsburgh, a 1 p.m. game. It is looking windy and cold in Pittsburgh, and perhaps even a few snow showers. So as you'd expect this time of year in Pittsburgh, a very wintry weather setup for our Jags now traveling to Pittsburgh Sunday afternoon. Have a great and safe week with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center, for News 104.5 WOKV.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.